Oasis Audio presents Cruel Harvest by Fran Elizabeth Grubb, read for you by the author.
Prologue. His fist shattered the glass panel of the back door the instant I turned the lock to keep him out. His fiery red face, twisted with unbridled rage, glared at me from outside the glass top half of the kitchen door. The only thing separating us was the jagged window pane. I stood still for just a second, frozen in shock, as I looked into his evil, angry eyes. Shards of glass exploded inward toward me, some cutting into my forearm and head, the rest falling to the kitchen floor. He reached his calloused hand through the broken window to unlock the door. My shock was quickly replaced by fear, and I ran through the house to get to the front door as though the devil himself were chasing me. He was. It was 1963 in Benton Harbor, Michigan. I was 14, and this little house was one of the best I'd lived in during my childhood. It had three rooms set in a line like train cars, the kitchen in the back, a bedroom in the middle, and a small living room at the front. I tore through that dark house as fast as I could, slamming into the front door. I had locked it only minutes earlier to keep him out. Now he was in the house with me, and I could hear his footsteps and feel the rasp of his enraged breathing. I had only seconds to slide the bolt back, throw the door open, and leap from the house as if it were burning down behind me. The front door opened to an old wooden porch with a sagging tin roof. Snow blanketed the front yard, rising up to cover the bottom two steps, leading off the rotted decking. I jumped, my legs sinking a foot and a half into the drift. The cold air cut through the ragged clothes I wore. I remembered my coat was inside, but so was he. There was no going back in. Millie and her young daughter, Mary Ann, were standing by our old car in the snow-covered front yard. A tattered cardboard box of blackened pots and pans lay beside it. I had dropped them before running back into the empty house, hoping the sound of clattering pans, lids, and pots would be an alarm in the still night, and somebody would come to save me. The moon shone so brightly off of the snow that I could see her big, dark eyes pleading with me to take her along. She screamed my name as I dashed past her. She did have her jacket on, but at 5 years old, the snow was up to her waist in some areas, and I worried she would get lost. "Millie, grab your daughter," I yelled. I never slowed down as I turned away from the dirt road that ran in front of the house and plowed through the deep drifts to reach the covering of the woods at the side of the house. Clumps of snow fell from the pine branches in the yard. Ice rolled down the back of my dress and burned my cheeks like fire. I knew that if I stopped, the pain would be much worse when he got his hands on me. I had no doubt that he would kill me, just as he had killed my baby sister 8 years earlier. Mary Ann screamed again, louder this time. Her little voice echoed harshly through the night. It tore at my heart. A part of me regretted running off because I knew I was leaving that little girl behind. I could only hope that her mother would take care of her. For me, it was too late. I had to do it now. The decision had been made, and there was no turning back. As her mother dragged Mary Ann back to the car where she had left the baby, I heard Daddy running behind me. I did not dare turn around, but I was sure he was way too close. If he got his hands on me, I was finished. He was not a big man, but he was strong, especially when he was in a rage. I was young enough to stay just ahead of him, jumping through the high snow. The muscles in my legs were burning like fire as I finally reached the tree line and dove into the woods, the pine branches raked against my already cut forehead and arms. My blood left a faint red trail behind. I could only hope he didn't see it. Once in the shadows of the pine trees, I slowed down to catch my breath. My chest heaved and I doubled over trying to lift.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?